I'm Sean Power reporting. The Plymouth County Historical Museum has announced a new exhibit, Quilts of Valor, to open on Flag Day, Sunday, June 14th. The exhibit celebrates the tradition of handcrafted quilts made by local artisans and is presented as gifts of gratitude and honor to Plymouth County veterans. Each quilt in the exhibit is an original work crafted by skilled needleworkers from the local community and presented directly to Plymouth County veterans as a tangible symbol of appreciation for their service and sacrifice. The exhibit opening on Sunday will include a special program for visitors. Attendees will learn about the history and mission of the Quilts of Valor movement, and the program will spotlight the talented local woman whose time, artistry, and heart are behind each quilt on display. Museum Administrator Jennifer Skolton stated in a press release that the museum was proud to open this exhibit and that Flag Day is the perfect occasion to celebrate the veterans who have defended those ideals and the community members who honor them through their craft. The opening ceremony will take place at 2 p.m. this Sunday and is free and open to the public. The Lamar's Municipal Band will be sitting on new chairs for their summer concert series thanks to a generous grant from Perspective Insurance. In order to make room for the new chairs, the band is giving away their old chairs to the public on a first-come, first-served basis tonight at the Foster Park Carousel from 5 to 7 p.m. Band treasurer John Schneider says the chairs are in a reasonable condition with some rust. The new chairs will make their debut when the band performs their first concert of their summer series, Under the Stars, this upcoming Wednesday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. in Foster Park. Pork industry leaders say the final round of testing in central Iowa for pseudorabies is expected to wrap up soon. The USDA confirmed in late April that five boars shipped from Texas to Iowa had the disease, making it the first known case in commercial swine in the U.S. since 2004. Iowa Pork Producers Association CEO Pat McGonigal says Iowa's Department of Ag, USDA, and industry leaders acted quickly to prevent the spread of the virus while balancing the needs of producers and export markets.
We're going to sit down and learn and look at how we do this better. It was for producers, particularly those that were in the five-mile circle. It was a early opportunity to look like what a foreign animal disease outbreak might look like.
Speaking at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, he says producers are optimistic about consumer demand for pork. McGonigal also says producers still face a slew of challenges, and many are still recovering from record losses a few years ago.
Profits are modest, but what I hear from producers is we have not filled the hole that we created in 23 and 24. And so it's going to take a little bit of time of profitability to kind of equalize things.
The National Pork Producers Council says passing the House version of the Farm Bill in the Senate and renewing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement would benefit producers' profits. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.